This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, it's Lila from Arkansas. So I called you guys a while back about seeing some strange stuff around my mom's house after she died. And later, I told you guys about how there was some weird stuff going on at my dad's house right around a couple months before her death date and a couple months after her death date. Well, I think it has begun again. It's been a couple of years since any of that happened, but the other night I was in my shower, and I had a really slow song playing on my boombox, and then my dad was downstairs watching this Vietnam deal. And a lot of sound comes through the floor, and I could hear stuff. And even when there was really loud noise, I mean, I couldn't hear anything over my shower because my shower is really loud. So I've got my shower going, got a little bit of music, the Vietnam thing's going down downstairs. And then all of a sudden, I hear some noises, like my door's opening. And then out of nowhere, I hear this loud growling bark almost. I mean, it just sounds like something is standing in the middle. It sounds like it's coming from the very middle of my room, and it's just like this growling. And I shut off the shower, and it goes for a couple more seconds, and it stops. And I'm like, okay, what was going on? So I step out, and I realize that if anything was going on my dad's TV, anything on his show, I mean, he would have had to have doubled the sound in those 5-10 seconds that it went on, and then completely, like, knocked it back down, which I probably would not have done. So that was weird. But then I've got another story, and I don't know if this is necessarily ghost related, but it's strange. So when I was younger, my mom, she herself was not exactly the most social, but she always had people in her house. We lived in a really, really big old house, like 5 houses down from my middle school / elementary school. So everybody came over. It was right there. All the kids knew where I lived. Everything, my social life always sort of happened at my mom's house because my dad lived out in the middle of nowhere and I wasn't allowed to have my phone there. And they were the kind of parents that were like, my dad messed up, and they're like, I don't want to drive in. And so I always ended up doing stuff at my mom's house. And she herself, we always had people living with us, like always friends living with us. So it never seemed, the house was never really empty. So throughout all this, people living with us, and as for friends, I mean, pretty much, I remember one time I looked out my window after school and there were like 5 people just standing in my yard having a conversation. I mean, it really wasn't unusual for people to come by. Well, after she died, actually, hold up, I should back up. So sometime during 7th grade, I went over to my friend William's house. My friend William is this Jewish kid. He and I were just friends. Nothing ever developed. And he and I were about as close as the rest of my friend group and I. He wasn't like a best friend or anything, but we were cool. And our parents knew each other, so they were fine with me hanging out with him. So I went over to his house one day, and his sister, who was in college at the time, made these really cool guitar string rings. And I mean, these things were, they were really well made. And he gave me one of them. Well, she never knew about that. We didn't tell her because it was like, she has plenty of them, but he just decided not to mention it to her. So I had this guitar string ring on for a couple months, I would say about 2 to 3 months. And then one day, it, you know, after a time, it just sort of fell apart, and I was like, okay. So I just threw it away. I didn't think anything about it. Nobody ever really made me comment about the ring. Nobody really noticed it from what I remember. It just was kind of, it was just there. So I've got it going on. I want to say, yeah. So pretty much, and I told him about it, and he was like, okay, it's all right, it's whatever. So fast forward, my mom dies in 8th grade. And then William and I mean, he and I really didn't talk after that, just because, I mean, we talked about as much as the rest of my friend group, and that really wasn't much because I moved out with my dad full time and I didn't have a phone and they still lived out in the middle of nowhere. So really the only person that came around me around that time was my best friend Bella, and she never even knew about the ring. My stepdad and I, we were in the house for about a week after she died. We tried to clean some stuff out, and then a family friend lives in the house just because there's still antiques and pretty expensive stuff in the house after that for about 3 or 4 months, and then we finally come in at spring break for the final cleanup so that we can put the house on the market. So for the final cleanup, during that time, I was there all of spring break, and nobody stopped by. It was just Bella and I the whole time. Didn't think anything of it. So about, I want to say, halfway through my freshman year, my grandmother comes to visit me from Virginia, and she says, hey, let's go by your mom's house and pick up any mail to make sure that Paul's not missing any, my stepdad, let's make sure he's not missing any of the mail or anything like that. So we go by, and it's pretty, and the thing about the way where my mom's house was not only was it in the middle of, or it was right by the middle school and the elementary school, but it was also right between, basically it was right between the main road and the elementary and middle school, so a lot of kids walked by it. It was the kind of neighborhood that a lot of people walked around. It was just very kid friendly, and everybody knew where I lived, so it really didn't surprise me if anybody, like, I constantly saw people walking by that I knew, so it wasn't weird or anything if somebody, if a friend walked by there. And people knew that we weren't living there anymore. In fact, I think there was a for sale sign in the yard by this time. But we went by, and I was getting the mail out, and I felt something in the mailbox. And I picked it up, and it was a guitar string ring. And at first I'm like, and of course at first I'm picturing William walking around the neighborhood, and he has his guitar string ring on him for some other reason, and he just puts it in there, you know, nice little gift. A few months later, I see William, because we'd gone to different high schools. I said, hey, man, you know, thank you for that guitar string ring. I just thought that was cool. And he was like, I never left that there. And I was like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah, no, I never left that. Recently I remembered it, and I called him and I said, hey, like, were you screwing with me about that? Were you, you know, did you just forget to tell me you were screwing with me? And he was like, no, like, seriously, I never left that. So I'm like, okay, this is bad. And I tried to decide, okay, like, people who would have known about the ring, and none of them would have had that kind of artistic talent. I couldn't even have done that. And I've never seen them being sold anywhere, so it's not like this is, it's not like this is anything common. So I never figured out where the ring came from, and I usually keep it in this little box that has a bunch of weird stuff like that, and it's been missing for a while. I've looked through the box a couple times and I couldn't find it, so who knows where it is. But I never quite understood what the ring was there for. But thank you guys. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.